It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
What's up, Chicago? I'm Erin Allen. This week's story is about a Chicago accent, one that Curious City contributor Ariane Nettles is very familiar with. She grew up on the south side of Chicago, and her accent is pretty obvious when you listen to her on the radio or a podcast. Like when she's answering a Curious City question, she might say X instead of ask. I'll let Ariane take it from here.
That's something linguists call metathesis. Sounds in a word swap places, and it's something that's common in Southern speech. But like I said, I'm from Chicago. I'm two generations removed from the South, and yet when I fully relax into how I naturally speak, I can sound pretty Southern. A lot of people talk just like I do, and that led a Curious City listener to write in and ask, why have Black Chicagoans kept so many features of Southern dialect? First, what is a Black Chicago accent? Well, have you ever seen the show Southside? I was born on the South
Side. Yes, I have a son. He is an elite basketball player. Chicago Reader listed him as 15 to watch under 13th, south of 22nd Street. Yes, he is being heavily recruited.
How do we get this accent? It goes back to the Great Migration, which was roughly between 1915 and 1970. A 500,000 Black people moved from southern states to Chicago during that time. And that's what you can still hear in the dialect of their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren.
In general, like Black English, or what we know as African-American English, comes from southern roots, right? Historically speaking.
This is University of Chicago professor Dr. Sharice King.
Because it's partly the language that comes from descendants of enslaved peoples. And so that is why you see a lot of sort of overlap even between African American English and Southern varieties of English.
King is one of two researchers leading the Chicagoland Language Project, and she's been collecting data on how Black Chicagoans speak. In her research, a lot of her participants talk just like I do. We've taken that African-American English with its Southern roots, and we've added our own flair to it. Let's take the word car. I naturally pronounce it ka. King says that, quote, R-lessness comes up a lot in her interviews.
That, I think, is a hallmark of the Black Chicagoan dialect.
King says we also might shorten vowels that sound like two. When we say a double vowel or a diphthong, it sounds like just one. So Black Chicagoans like me will often say a word like I as I, like I went to the store. Remember that R-lessness.
I hear some of that monophthongization, that's the like technical term for it, in Black Chicagoan speech as well, that makes it really unique.
King says that it's likely that both those attributes present differently in Black Chicago English. But why has the Southern accent remained so prevalent? King offers three reasons. First, when it comes to us here in Chicago, segregation has actually preserved those Southern aspects of speech. A 2023 WBEZ analysis shows Chicago is still the most segregated city in America. And although many Black Chicagoans are generations removed from their elders moving here, we are more likely to still live in neighborhoods with each other. King says that proximity within the group matters.
One of the things that I'm finding, like in current research, as I'm like talking to people through the Chicagoland Language Project, is that, especially in talking to Black folks, a lot of them retain some of the patterns in part because of segregation. Black folks are still around each other.
The second reason is that while Black families may have moved to Chicago, many never lost connection with families still living in the South, and our accents stay as strong as those relationships.
You also still have people who express so many connections still to their family who are not up north or who are not in the Midwest. And so they're like, oh yeah, every summer I go to see my grandmother down in Mississippi.
And the last reason, we like how we talk. We like ourselves. We're not trying to emulate other people's speeches because the people who we see as cool are also Black Chicagoans.
People are not always aware in their linguistic performance that they're drawing on, of what exact features they're drawing on, but sometimes we like to sound like people we like.
Like people I like.
Southside is like, you know, where I obviously have come from, but Chicago is such a catalyst and such a big figure in who I am.
Of course that's common. And for me, as a Black Chicagoan who at one point thought I'd have to change how I spoke to be a journalist, King's research is comforting. It's a reminder that how I speak means connection. It means history. It means family and community. And those are things I never want to lose.
Thank you to Ariane Nettles for reporting this week's story. In broadcast journalism, our voices are front and center. Ariane mentioned in her story that at one point, she considered changing the way she spoke in order to have a broadcast career. I wanted to hear more about that, so I asked Ariane to stay with us for the next episode. She's going to tell us about when she realized she had an accent at all and how she's noticed her Black Chicago accent influences the way people perceive her. I'm Erin Allen. Thank you for listening.
Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, the publisher of Poetry Magazine, wishing you a happy Poetry Month this April. In honor of Poetry Month, new subscribers to Poetry receive a limited edition notebook to record their own reflections and creativity. Learn how to celebrate Poetry Month all year at poetrymagazine.org/practice.